Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. It's your podfather, Bob Furring. No guest today. This is the first time in 4.5 years that I haven't had a guest, and I'm just doing this myself. The reason I thought it would be a good idea is that I had Frontier installed on Tuesday, and I was interested in what was going to happen. I called somebody before they came, and I thought you might be interested too. So if you're not interested, this is a good time to turn off the podcast, but if you are, here we go. I've learned that their busiest time is on Mondays. So when you're don't call until your time comes. But if you're sensitive about waiting on hold, Monday is a good day to stay away from. I didn't call on a Monday. I got right through, and I've had no trouble getting, you know, and I think my appointment was 10 days from when I made the call. They give you a 4-hour window. The representative calls 15 minutes before he comes over, and it went very smoothly. Put in the equipment. Now, the speeds they advertise, as you know, are 500 over 500. If that's important to you, I think you should consider doing what Kim did and getting a hard wire into your house. I'm retired. I don't download big files. But my experience in these 2 days is that the internet speed isn't really noticeably faster than it was before. Now, I don't need that. It was just fine before, but I just thought I'd mention that in passing. They install the equipment and give you your... I told them in advance that I wanted to have a television package. And there are three that they offer now. And, you know, there's lots of other choices, but if you want to go through Frontier, this is what it boils down to. They have a local station-only package, which is $25. They have what they call Prime, which is currently $93.48. And they have something called Ultimate, which is $109.98. I think that if you don't watch a lot of sports, it's worth it to consider just getting the local package and using streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus and all the other ones that are out there. That I was going to do that. And then when they were actually in the house and I learned that I couldn't get ESPN on the local package, I decided that rather than wait on hold, I just have them install the Ultimate package. So I went from the least expensive to the most expensive package in about a 30-second decision. It's easy to change these, though. So I've had occasion to call them a couple of times, and you get right through. There really hasn't been any problem. Everything got installed. I have Wi-Fi on my thermostat. So if you have that, they'll install that for you too. If you use an Amazon Echo or other devices like that, they will install that for you as well. I forgot about that, and so I had to install it myself, which is not a big deal, but those guys are experts, and they can do it for you very easily. Everything went fine, and they left. And everything was fine that night. But when I woke up the next morning and went to turn on the television, I learned that nothing worked. And I thought, oh, God, here we go. No internet, no television service, nothing. But I called them, and I don't know what went wrong, but it took about 20 minutes to reset the box. But everything, once they did that, everything works fine. I also got my bill. They give you, you know, a copy of what the bill's going to be. And I saw that I was double charged for the both the local and the ultimate package, so they took that away. I had Spectrum before, and I was paying slightly over $250 a month for the package. All in, with this ultimate package, I am going to pay, it's not clear, but it's going to be somewhere between $180 and $200. For that, I have more stations. Picture quality is better because it's all digital. And my experience generally has been excellent. If you have problems, they are on it. So if you have questions, email them in, and I'll try to address them on future podcasts that I do with Kim. Generally, the experience was very pleasant. The guys are very nice. They know what they're doing, and you can expect it to go smoothly. Finally, I asked Kim if he wanted to participate, and he really didn't, but he wanted me to remind you that it's time to take the yard signs down for the political candidates. For better or for worse, everybody's voted. It's time to move on, and it's time to take those yard signs down. So with that, thank you for your time. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.